Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not
child of God. No longer slaves to the worldly church. I'm a child of God. That's what I'm saying. All day long, because I know who I am in Christ. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all to be part of this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Man, isn't it exciting? I don't know where the week went so fast. Thankful Thursday. The Bible decree and declare, and brothers and sisters, that in, I think it's in 1 Thessalonians, I think it's the 5th chapter, and I just don't want to go to the 18th verse. I want to go to the 16th verse, where it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then he says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. So we're here to give thanks today. We're also here to give, go over the whatever God to put in your spirit or in your heart. This is Thankful Thursday. And I want to say something, brothers and sisters. Before we really get into this, if you may not, well, you may not have the whole loaf, but if all you got is crumbs, stop complaining and be thankful, if that makes sense. Just be thankful for everything. Start rejoicing. I know the enemy wants you to make it look bad and seem like it's bad and all this. No. Whatever it is, be thankful, because you could be worse. You know, people talk about, man, I sure wish I had them Jordan shoes, and there's people don't even have no shoes. And then the man was complaining about these old shoes he had on, how cheap they were, and then that man that didn't have no feet, he said, man, I just wish I had some feet to put some shoes in. So learn to be thankful for what you have. I tell you, it'll go a long ways. You'll be surprised. But you have to rejoice first. Don't just be thankful. No, rejoice first. We'll ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. You should be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And also, after she prays, we're going to have Thankful Thursday. Anyone would like to have anything they want to be thankful for, or doesn't matter if it's a scripture. We like for you to have a scripture that you're thankful for, but hey, we'll celebrate whatever the Lord can put in your spirit. Usually he put his word in us, but however, that's another story. We're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to have Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Yes. I am a child of God. We are children of God. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 9th chapter and verse 1. Reading from the King James. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine services and a worldly sanctuary. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you for the word at noon, thanking you for all the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and those that have called in. We're thanking you, Father God, for each and every one that participate. Thanking you for our pastor as he continues to teach the word of God. Father God, Lord, continue to be with him, lead and guide him. Allow your Holy Spirit to keep him on the right path that he's able to teach this word according to your will. We ask that you will be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their hearts. You know what they're going through, Father God, the unspoken prayer requests, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way because you said in your word you supply all of our needs, Father God, and we're putting our trust in you today, Father God. Be with all those who are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And, Father God, we're claiming it and we receive that in the name of Jesus. And be with those, Father God, who are going through, Father God. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Even those that are going through a time of bereavement, Father God, we know that you're working things out for them and comforting their hearts as they get through this difficult time in their life, Father God. We ask that you will be with each and every one on this broadcast, those who are listening by internet, that we will to the word of God and that we will apply this word to our daily walk. Lord, we're thanking you for all things, Father God. Now bless each and every one that we will have a testimony for you. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bill, for that profound prayer. Hallelujah. Okay. I know the Lord put it in my spirit that you may have something you want to share with us today. And I'm going to give you a minute, and if that's what the Lord say, this thing, I'd like for you to share with everybody and put in your spirit. But today is Thankful Thursday. Anyone would like to just press one, and we'll hear what you got to say. Just press one. You know, we don't like to force people to say anything, but if the Lord moving you to say something, say something. If it's a testimony. If it's wherever the Lord done put in your spirit to share, now's the time you can share with the world and let the world know how good the Lord has been to you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, I'd like to thank the Lord for the lesson that we're learning about our high priest, which is Christ Jesus. And the scriptures that I wanted to share, the first one is 2 Corinthians at the 6th chapter and the 16th verse, reading from the King James. It says, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people." And then when we go over to 1 Corinthians, let's see, which one is it now? Chapter 3 and verse
16.
It is not 3.
Verse 16.
Yeah. Verse 16. I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, I know where you're at. I know where you're at, honey. I agree totally with that. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Praise God. So 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Amen. So I wanted to read those scriptures before I read about God's sacred place. And remember this last verse I just read, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. So I've always read the second part of this, but I'm going to read the whole thing since it's Thankful Thursday, because I'm really thankful for this scripture. It's opening up my understanding, and I pray it will help you also. So it's devotional reading. It says, but when the Old Testament stories were still being lived out, God designated sacred places for his people to meet with him. First, God planted a garden in Eden, a beautiful space in paradise for his prized creations. Next, the tabernacle was a portable space in the wilderness for the Israelites who'd been rescued from Egyptian slavery. Then, the temple was a permanent space in Jerusalem for the people of Israel. In all instances, these were specially chosen places of worship, as well as tangible signs of God's presence. The creator of everything that exists can't be confined to a garden or a building. But it was in those sacred spaces where heaven and earth could overlap. Fun fact, garden imaginary is all over the decorative details of both the tabernacle and the temple. Palm trees, pomegranates, water, lilies, and almond blossoms, lions, and oxen, vibrant colors, and precious metal. Such designs are meant to point back beginning before things went wrong. Because a holy God loves sinful people, we have a separation problem. That's why priests were appointed as representatives, mediators, for things like worship, sacrifice, and atonement. And though it worked for a while, it was only a temporary solution. But when Jesus showed up, he not only fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies and temple purposes, but he also no longer was there a need for a temple made of wood or stone, but of flesh and blood. No longer was there a need for endless sacrifices, because Jesus, the ultimate high priest, had provided the ultimate sacrifice, himself. Finally, God's Spirit could now dwell with and inside of his people. And let me read that again. Finally, could now dwell with and inside of his people, the new and improved temple. That's why Paul asked the Corinthians, do you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. We serve a God who meets people where they are, in the garden, in the wilderness, in the temple, in themselves. So if you're a follower of Christ, remember, you are the place where his Spirit now dwells. You are the vessel in which he lives and moves and works and empowers. You are the place where heaven has crashed into. Amen. That's the little comical at the end. But can you just imagine that? How now it tells us we are the place where Christ lives. He lives in us. So our thing is that we have to believe that. we have to believe that we are the temple. Like it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Amen. I just wanted to read that because to me it just, you know, kind of sums up everything Pastor is teaching on. And so I just wanted to share that. So anytime you want to hear it, you let me know, you let Pastor know because I saved it. And, you know, I have to go over it myself, you know. So I just wanted to share that with each and every one. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else? Before they comment, let me say this. You know, she read 1 Corinthians 3 and 9. There's a couple of things you have to understand about the scripture that Paul is explaining to us who we are and what we are. So he's explaining to the Corinthian church. He says, man, we'll labor together with God. He says, you are God's husband tree. And ye are God's building. You're the building.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Did that wake you up? You are the building. The building don't go to the building. You are the building.
Thank you, Lord.
So when
you
talk about 1 Corinthians 3 and 16, 3 and 16, he's saying, you don't know this. I mean, you gotta hear your spirit. Your spirit need to hear this. It's like, you don't know this? Wait a minute. You've been around all this time. You've been to church after church, and you've been to building. You've been to denomination after denomination. What? You don't know this? Know ye not that you're the temple of God?
Thank you, Lord.
And that the Spirit of God lives in you. It dwells in you. You don't know this? You don't have this knowledge? Or do you realize you have this going on for you? Don't you know you're God's temple? So he's trying to explain to them, you don't go to the temple, you be the temple.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that Christ is the minister of the heavenly sanctuary. This is a spiritual thing. I'm going to say this, and anybody else that would like to say something, you got to get this revelation. The word is made flesh. That is to say, the church is made flesh. It's us. It's us. We are the building. We are his temple. It doesn't change. 1 Corinthians 6:19 say the same thing, okay? 1 Corinthians 3:9, 1 Corinthians 3:16. I'm encouraging everyone of those that don't have this revelation on this biblical commandment to study for yourself. I'm pleading with you. I'm begging with you. I'm crying, asking the Lord to show you, to seek out the gospel message that you claim faith in. And let the word of God live in you. The gospel message that you claim faith in, and the word became flesh and dwell, the tabernacle, it's flesh. It's us. It was Christ. Remember John 1:14? He is the tabernacle among us, now with us and in us. So when you read John 16:13-16, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will, the Bible says, guide you into all truth, not some of it, but all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You and only live once, brothers and sisters. Do not forget this important ideal and understanding. You live once. Got to get it right.
Yeah.
You don't get a second chance. But from what I understand about life and You don't get a second chance. Don't let nobody steal that from you. Don't steal it from your own self. Satan would like to do nothing less than steal this idea from you. Oh, he'll do anything he can, whatever he can, to keep you blind to truth. But I want to tell you, you don't get a second chance to live it again. So let's get it right. The church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church isn't what you do. The church is who you are. The church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. So let us not go to church. Let us be the church. And when you see this thing from a spiritual perspective, all through the Bible, it talks about spiritual things in the New Testament, a royal priesthood, a holy priesthood. It talks about us as in a spiritual way. We're the temple. We're his building. I mean, I can give you scripture after scripture. This is about a spiritual life, man.
Hallelujah.
That's what this is about. And I speak to you in truth, brothers and sisters. Remember, you are God's house. So stay spiritual, because God is a spirit, according to John 4:23. And since he's spirit, he want to live in the spirit. We got the greatest opportunity ever. The children of Israel wish they had what we had. They weren't even allowed to approach God. The closest thing they had to a God, to dealing with God, was Moses.
Amen.
And then after he came dealing with God, they weren't even allowed to come to the throne of grace. And people think going to the throne of grace is going up in some building. No, brothers and sisters, that would be wrong. That would be a negative. That's negative. Going to the throne of grace is spiritual. And you can only do that through Christ. You can only do that through Christ. Okay, anyone, just press one. Anyone, press one. Press one, anyone. Hallelujah. I see Pastor Mel from North Carolina. I can't hardly see it, but I just want to make sure this, because I can't see it, so I'm going to make sure this is press one. Pastor Mel, is that you? You pressing one?
It's me. No, I'm not pressing one, but praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
God bless you. I'm glad to hear that you're well, Pastor Bill.
Thank you.
Yes, it's so awesome that the Lord has allowed his spirit to dwell in us. And as he allows his spirit to dwell in us, we are the sanctuary, we are the church, we are the temple, we are the body of Christ. So I'm in total agreement, and it's good to hear, it's good to be taught, you know, in this manner. That's all I have to say, Pastor.
Okay, thank you so much.
Amen.
Maryland. So happy. Well, I don't know why this ain't blinking. The Lord probably wanted you to have those encouraging words. And, Pastor Bill, we're happy to have you back. And I'm encouraged to know that people are listening. Brother and sister, I got one thing to say what Paul said, and we might talk about it tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you what Paul said. So you got to hear him say this over in Philippians 3. But you got to know why he said this. Over in Philippians 3:14, Paul said this. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, the higher calling is in Christ Jesus. Well, where is that at? It's in the sanctuary. That's where the higher calling. So when you read this, when you go back and read Philippians 3, read it with a different mindset. See what he's talking about, the higher calling. Ain't I been a preacher? Ain't I been a prophet? He ain't talking about those things, because those things are gifts. Go to Ephesians 4. You see, so a higher calling is not being a pastor or a bishop or any of that. That ain't no higher calling. That's his gift, man. So go back and reread this or revisit this, and God may show you that he's talking about being part of the resurrection, seeking those things above and not in those things beneath. Yes, the higher calling is being part of the resurrection.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to attain. The Bible said he counted all of it doo-doo. That's what he said. He said, I counted all doo-doo, that I may gain the excellency that's in Christ Jesus. Didn't mean anything. This life don't mean anything. He wanted to be part of the resurrection. He wanted to be part of the heavenly sanctuary. He know what he was pressing toward. Okay, anybody else? I had to say that. He said, I count all that stuff lost, man. It don't mean nothing because I want to gain. But you got to press toward that because the enemy ain't going to let you in there. He ain't going to let you see this stuff either. You're going to have to press your way. Keep pushing. Keep being determined. And boom, before you know it, God's going to open all that revelation up to you and show you the truth that you are truly the building. And it's not about talking about it, but it's about being about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, anyone else?
I just wanted to read that from the Message Bible, Philippians 4. Verse 4, I'm sorry, 3:14. It says, By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Amen, amen.
Amen. He wants us to run to Christ. Where is Christ at? The ministering in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to press your way toward that. Got to see him. Yeah. Act like it's, I don't know. I can't think of anybody. But you know how these people draw these big crowds? Big crowds.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you said I don't know. But I like this one girl. I'm going to. But in any of them, I was thinking of Jakar Taylor, but any of them, they go all out, especially when I was in the world, what I call the worldly world. I mean, you know, they know Beyonce coming, they going to pack it out. They know, you can't get a ticket. So you got to run toward it. You got to press your way.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to leave it there for today, and we'll pick up where we were at yesterday, and maybe we'll grab a little bit more Philippians 3 on tomorrow. So meanwhile, y'all be blessed, and we'll see you on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.